bless him.
Give him liberty.
Well, I bless you, Brother Holmes.
We're thankful.
Yeah,
bless you, Brother Holmes.
I like going to church when the Spirit of the Lord is
present. Yes, sure.
Too much about it if the Lord ain't.
Amen.
We'll get the preliminaries out of the way. I want you to know I love Antioch Church. I love your pastor.
Bless you, Lord.
And I've told my wife, and I'm stating this publicly. When I leave out of here, I'm headed to a better place, but I want this man to help conduct the service.
God bless you, Brother Hart, brother.
I'm telling you that publicly. I love him, love his family.
Love you.
Appreciate these that's come from Fellowship Mourn. Say this tonight.
Happy Lord.
I appreciate my helpmate.
Yes, you got a good one.
After.
You got a good one.
Yes, I don't know if this shakes everybody up like it does. Maybe not, but after 46 years, she still has to just about get me dressed. And bring me.
Yeah.
I want you to pray for us for a little while. I come, as Paul said, I come unto you not with excellency of speech nor of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God.
Yeah.
I profess not know anything among you. Except the Lord Jesus Christ, Him crucified for a wretched sinner such as I. Well, glory to God,
and
my nerves have already got better. It is amazing. Understanding. If you're expecting anything new tonight, I'm going to disappoint you. But I want to warn you tonight. I don't know your heart. I can't look into anybody's heart or soul. But I'm certain one sad kid that you ain't got nothing here.
Yes.
From him.
That's right.
I don't know how this ought to be done. I'm going to probably do it opposite of how you think it ought to be. But I want you to know tonight that death is on your trail. Whether you're born again or whether you're not, death is on your trail. When you was born into this world, you was born of a corruptible seed. Adam fell, I'll read in a minute. When Adam fell from the holy and happy state, God created him in. He corrupted himself and his seed.
You and I
come by the course of nature. And the first man sinned, and sin entered the world, and death by sin. So death passed upon all men, for we all sin by one. A judgment come unto all for condemnation. You're not born again. You're condemned to eternal death and separation from God and eternal bliss with Him. But thank God, the one you've been a singing about. Glory to God. My friend, he turned I'm going to live eternally.
Yes.
Now, if you listen for a minute, I want to warn you, if you don't know this Savior, I want you to listen for a minute. I'm going to read at the bottom and come back up at the top. In the first epistle of Peter, in chapter 1, very familiar scripture. If you're expecting me to come up with something new, you're going to be sadly disappointed. But I also want to say this, there ain't nothing new. Amen. This is an old story. And the prophet prophesied about it for 5,000, 6,000 years. We've been preaching it for 2,000 years. It's been preached by far better men than I'll ever be. That knew a whole lot more than I'll ever know. One thing you'll get this week, you'll get to experience what it is to have the week that we can with you. But I'm as born again. If God can go to hell, I will. He can't. I can't. Yeah. My name is in the Lamb.
Amen.
It was recorded by a recording angel. I want to tell you tonight, if you escape, I said I'm going to read it. If you escape hell, you're going to have to do more than raise your hand and say, I accept Christ. You're going to have to do more than repeat a prayer after some reeky deep like me. You're going to have to die to the love and the practice of sin.
Amen.
In the spirit of God.
Yeah.
It's going to take it. I love you, preacher brother.
We love
you. Every one of us together can't save nobody.
Amen.
We can't even keep ourselves saved.
Amen.
We're kept by the power of God. True faith. And the salvation. Ready to be revealed. At the last time. I believe, brother Ray. The day is far spent.
Yes.
It's toward evening.
Yes.
The Lord will soon come on the cloud with power and
glory.
Amen.
Yes, He will.
He's coming after the redeemed.
Amen.
That's all he can get.
He ain't coming after them that said, Lord, Lord. He's coming after them that made a new creature.
Yes.
The song that you sung. He's coming after them that's been washed in the blood of the Lamb shed at Calvary's cross, which the only atonement for mankind for sin.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Heaven, I said, I'm reading. Heaven was served. Underneath the earth was served.
Yeah.
Heaven was. They wasn't one found worthy. John the apostle wept. One of the elders said, weep now. The lion of the tribe of Judah, the root and offspring of David had prevailed. Preaching salvation for all humanity.
Amen. Amen.
Well, let me read now. I know I told you I didn't know how to do this. I've got news for you. Ain't nobody else know how to do it either.
Amen.
There ain't no leadership of the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
If it ain't quickened by the Spirit of God, we just might as well go to the hell and whistle Dixie and get the same thing done.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Listen, 1 Peter chapter. I want you to listen to this. If you're sitting here and you don't know this Savior, then listen. It'd be an impossibility for you to be a bigger sinner than I would.
Bless you, Lord. I bless you, Lord.
But this is a faithful saying, worthy of all acceptation.
Yes.
Christ Jesus came in the world.
Yes.
To save sinners.
Yes.
Of whom I am chief. But thank God for the atoning blood.
Amen. Yes.
Come now. Let us reason together, saith the Lord.
Yes.
Though your sin be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow.
Yes.
They shall be red like crimson.
Yes.
They shall be as wool.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
My soul's as pure as the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's exactly right.
I know that's hard to believe, ain't it? I can't comprehend that, but the Lord didn't help me comprehend.
No.
He said, believe and repent.
Yeah.
I did, and he did.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
He reached God a sinner such as I am. I ain't been lost 1 minute since.
No, sir.
But I will say this. Hard. Every day I've lived since the Lord saved me, if I was conscious, it was a day of repentance. Amen.
Yeah.
What I want to tell you tonight is, and I wish all church folks would get this into their soul in the lost and dying world.
Yeah.
I want you to know tonight, our flesh is not redeemed. Our flesh is going back to the dust from which it was for both saved and lost.
Amen.
Flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
That's what he said.
This flesh of me is kept alive by the blood in it, but my soul is kept alive by the blood of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Praise
his name.
Yes,
amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 24. First, I'll get to reading in a minute.
They can all go home. I'll be here.
The Lord can do this.
Yeah.
Like he wants it done. I ain't got a clue.
Amen.
Listen to verse 24. Don't you listen to how he said it? For all flesh. For all flesh. Not some. But all flesh is as grass, all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, death is on your trail.
Yes.
This body of flesh is not meant for eternity. We're encased in a robe of flesh that is temporal at very best.
Yes.
And all the glory of man is the fire of grace. The grace withereth, and the fire thereof falleth away.
Yeah.
But now listen. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you.
Yes.
I want you to know the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is the power of God unto salvation to all that believe.
Yes.
To the Jew first, also to the Greek, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed.
Amen.
You won't know you're lost till the gospel enlightens you.
That's right, preacher. Amen.
Amen.
Bless you.
Now, also, my flesh, I'm going to die.
Yes.
But don't you listen to something. I'll be through in just a minute.
Yes.
When God created man, he formed him out of the dust of the ground.
Yes.
Made him a body and a spirit. He breathed the breath of life in him and became a living soul.
Yeah.
He said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness.
Yes, sir.
I want to tell you, I want to warn you. Tonight, your soul is eternal.
Yes.
It's the invisible. God's invisible.
Yes.
No man has seen God at any time.
That's the only
begotten Son who's in the bosom of the Father hath declared him.
Yes.
Your soul is eternal.
Yes.
You will eternally live or you will eternally die.
That's right. One way or the other.
Bless the Lord.
That's right, Brother Arnold.
Now, if to be born again, I know, there may be some of you, I'm not going to debate with you.
No, no.
I don't have to debate. What I get from God, I'm going to stand on.
Yes.
I know what the premillennial are saying.
Come on.
About the first resurrection.
Yeah.
The first resurrection is to be made a new creature.
Amen.
To be born again in the Lord. Be raised to walk in newness of life.
Amen.
But now,
God bless your heart.
Yeah, glory to God.
Yeah.
I have been.
Yes.
Blessed and holy is he that had power in the first resurrection over such the second day.
Amen.
Hell can't get me.
No.
The devil can't drag me into hell.
Amen.
He's powerless.
Amen.
Now here's, you're going to die in the flesh.
Yeah.
And if you're not born again, you're going to lift up your eyes in hell until the second coming of the Lord.
Exactly
you're
right.
Coming out of hell. Stand before God in judgment. You listen.
Yes.
Whoever's name is not found written in the Lamb's Book of Life shall be cast in the lake of fire. This is the second day.
Amen.
God bless your heart.
That's something. Bless you, Lord.
Amen.
God bless his heart.
Some millennial just got it backwards.
Yeah, they did.
Amen. You'd be as ignorant as I am.
Yeah.
And the Spirit of God will let you know a few
things.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
Now let me read you something back. I know you probably ain't never done this way yet.
Bless
you. I may do it this way more night or if I do it again.
It's okay.
Now I want you to look at the 18th verse. Still in the same chapter of 1 Peter. First chapter, first page. Listen to this. I'm probably just going to read this and go sit down. For as much. Now I want you to listen. If you're here tonight lost and undone, nothing corruptible is going to get you born again.
Right.
The only thing that will atone for your sin is the precious shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You don't get to come when you want to. You'll have to be invited. Being born again is a work of God in your soul.
Yes.
You'll come when he's bidden you to come.
Yes.
And when you come like that, the Spirit of God will make intercession for you.
Right.
And a seeking sinner and a seeking savior, impossibility not get born again.
That's right.
That's right.
For the Lord to do the work.
Yes, he will.
Amen. 18 verse, for as much as you know that you, oh, glory to God, that you are not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold. Remember the song y'all used to talk about in the book of Ecclesiastes, Solomon?
Yeah.
Silver and gold, I don't care. Down to Trump's trillions. Ain't going to get him born again.
Amen.
He ain't washed in the blood.
Amen.
He'll go to hell.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes.
As silver and gold from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your father. But now listen. But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained. I believe somebody mentioned that in the prayer.
Yeah.
Before the world was created, God foreordained the plan of salvation for fallen man. But there ain't but one way.
Yes.
Amen.
See, a lot of things being advocated today, rotten as hell itself.
That's right.
Amen.
You're right, brother.
The gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ will come through his church.
Yes.
It'll come by a man called of God with a divine call.
Yes, amen.
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 Right.
Listen, when God called me, I thought, Lord, you're off your rocker. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
You got a problem. And I ain't gonna do it.
Yeah.
I knew I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I said, you can just kill me. I ain't gonna do it. Well, that wasn't what he said he was gonna do. When he got through with me,
yeah.
I thought this can't be as bad as what you're gonna do to me.
Yeah.
Bless
you. Paul said, woe unto me if I preach not to God.
Amen. Yeah.
And I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna say this anyway.
Bless the Lord.
We got some folks standing behind the book board today. Woe unto them.
Woe unto them.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You may have a little unlearned in arm, but if God called you and sent you, God will help you.
Yes, he will.
He didn't call me to hang me out to dry.
No.
He called me to worship him,
amen,
preach his word, and him deal with a lost and dying world.
Amen,
word.
Amen, brother.
Bless the Lord.
But with, I like to read that, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but now listen, was manifested in these last times. Brethren, and little as I know, if we're not headed toward the end of time, I don't know what I don't know. But
we're there.
Right.
I'm not saying it's going to be tomorrow. I didn't say that.
Yeah.
But everything I read in Scripture and look in the world today, I believe we're in the last of the last days.
Right.
I'm going to tell you now, if you ain't born again, you better get born again.
Yeah.
Now, when the Lord comes, when the Lord comes, again, the premillennial is talking about rapturing the church.
Yeah.
The church is going to rise to meet the Lord in the air.
Yeah.
And she won't never preach again.
No.
The last message will go out one day.
Yeah.
The Spirit of God will not always strive with me.
Yeah.
And the Spirit of God don't strive with you. All us preacher brethren here, yeah, we can drive here, ain't going to do you a bit of good.
No.
Who by him, verse 21, who by him do believe in God.
Yes.
You'll access the grace of God by faith.
Yes.
You, I told you wasn't nothing new. By grace are ye saved through faith, that not of yourself, but it is the gift of God.
Yes.
Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God.
Yes.
How shall they hear without a preacher?
Yeah, right.
How shall they preach except they be seen?
Yeah.
Who by him do believe in God?
Yes.
That raised him up from the dead and gave him glory that your faith and hope might be in God.
Yeah.
I'm trusting. I'm not leaning to my own understanding.
No.
My understanding is looking through a glass darkly,
right,
but the true light is now shining.
Amen.
Bless you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Lord.
Seeing, here's what you're going to have to do if you escape hell. If you escape the second day, now after this flesh dies, your destiny is sealed.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
The grace of God does not reach into hell. And these folks are telling you the Lord Jesus Christ went to hell. Lying. They're lying to you. He went to hell. Then hell would have emptied out.
Yeah.
If you pull the lid off of hell tonight, they'd run over us getting in this altar.
Right.
We've come to a day where you have to beg church folks to come and
pray. That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Them folks in hell wish they had that. They're the biggest prayer meeting you ever heard of.
Amen.
Going on in hell, God will not hear. I can take God's word and tell you exactly God's a life in Adam and mother.
Yeah.
Somebody said God won't do that. You die without him and see what's going to happen.
Yeah,
I will see.
Yeah.
Sure will.
Seeing you have purified your souls. I didn't purify my flesh. I'm 76 years old, I'm still in my flesh. I'm still dealing with the lust of the flesh, lust of the earth, pride of life.
Yeah.
But thank God, there's one greater in me than he that's in the world.
Amen.
Yeah. I ain't got victory in the Lord because I'm so good.
No.
I got victory in the Lord because of his grace and his love for me.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. I hear people say they love the Lord, but I wonder where they're at when church time comes around.
Amen.
Bless you, Lord.
Listen, I'll give you a verse of scripture. Everyone, listen to that. Everyone, don't leave nobody out, does it? Everyone that loveth him that begat loveth them that have been begotten.
Yeah.
Is that the church?
That's it.
Where are you at Sunday morning?
Yeah. God bless you, brother.
I appreciate your song.
Yeah.
Thank the Lord you love it. The Lord wants us to show it.
Yeah.
He wants us to love him in deed and in truth. Amen. Yeah. United States of America loving the Lord and hung in word.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen. Their
That's
hearts
right.
are from him. God's granted America their request, but send leanness into the soul of America.
Yeah.
See that you spirit unto unfeigned love, but see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. Listen to this. Verse 23. Now, just to close, beginning us a verse of song. Being born again.
Yeah,
right.
Come on.
You've got to be born again.
Yeah, yeah.
That is born of the flesh is flesh.
Yeah.
That's born of the spirit is spirit.
Yeah.
You've got to be born again
by
the Spirit of God. You will die to the love and the practice of sin.
Amen. Amen.
And the Lord will save your soul.
Amen.
Yes,
it's not His will that you perish.
That's right.
But that you come to repentance.
Yes.
That's right.
Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, now listen, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever.
Amen.
Heaven and earth going to pass away.
Yes, it is.
Jesus said, my word shall not.
Amen.
Thank God I'm anchored in one that eternal.
Yeah.
And I'll leave here. I'll enter into eternal bliss.
Yes.
I can't comprehend what that's going to be like. But I ain't going in this land.
No.
I'm going to get a body glorified fashion doctor's son. You know what? People talk about what to go in here. My inheritance is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
My inheritance. And a glorified body,
fashioned
after the Son of God. Would you like to know Him, the free part of sin? Let us stand. Stand with me, preacher, brother. Yes, a verse of song. If you ain't born again, you need to be born again. If the Spirit of God's dealing with you, that's the only time you can call Him.
God bless you.
Whatever condition you're in tonight, the Spirit of the Lord don't never come by. Knock at your heart's door again. Your destiny is sealed. You're going to die in the flesh and then be a partaker of the second day.
Amen.
Death into a lake of fire.
Right.
You can go to hell. I hear people say you don't have to do anything to get to go to hell. Yeah, you do.
Mm-hmm.
You'll reject the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
You'll call God a liar. You'll blaspheme the Holy Ghost, and there ain't going to be no forgiveness for that.
Amen.
You'll have to be born again.
Yeah.
While we're saved.
Amen.
I don't know you, but the Lord's dealing with you. Why don't you come? He'll save you.